The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice this morning, one of the very important purposes of Buddhist practice is encapsulated in the word release, to release, to give freedom to any of the ways in which we're held tight or limited or constricted, to release the constrictions of the body, of the mind, of the heart. And one of the ways that I think about release in terms of sitting is being really present for oneself and then letting how we are space to be here. So like sometimes in yoga they have this expression that let your muscles fall away from the bones and be supported or held by the skin. So kind of release your muscles. They'll be supported, kind of become bigger, kind of relax. And so the same thing with the mind. Notice what's there. Then this is always notice what's there. Always be respectful of what's there. But then release it, whatever's there. Release it. That means that we don't follow it, our thoughts, we don't necessarily engage in our thoughts, but there's a kind of freedom that we don't let go of them as if they're bad, but we release our grip on them, we release our holding of them, and so they kind of can float away or dissolve or not be so fueled by our concerns and preoccupation. For our heart, for our emotions, to release the emotions, to know what's there, to notice what's there, and then to kind of release it in the same way if you release the muscles from your bone. Kind of let the emotions kind of make them, kind of stop the constriction or the holding or the limiting of them. And this is where the wonderful meaning of letting go, that literally I think when we say letting go, we're saying let it move, let it go. You know, so many of the things in our life we constrict, we hold, we limit, we stop, and that's certainly appropriate sometimes. But there's with our emotions, there's some kind of way of letting them move, giving them space. Ah, that's how I'm feeling. I'm angry, and then kind of get bigger with them and hold them and make space for them. I'm sad. Just kind of relax and let them kind of release them. See what happens if we release them and. Maybe they go away, maybe they kind of have more space, more breathing room to be there. So there's two principles here. One is respectful noticing of how we are. And not overriding or bypassing how we are, but take time. How are we? Noticing. And then whatever we notice, to release it. It doesn't mean it has to go away, but if it wants to, then it's free to go wherever things go. So, as you sit and walk this morning, you might consider that concept of release. What does it mean to release here and now? What's it like to give up the lease? Let it go. Let it move. So, I hope you enjoy the morning. Thank you.